All right, I call this meeting to order of Public Works and Capital Projects Committee on August 4th, 2016. Has the committee members had the chance to take a look at last month's minutes?
Yep.
Yes, there's no questions or anything. I'll entertain. All right, motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, we'll go to resolutions, and we'll set resolution 364 aside in case Mr. Ragucci calls. We'll do that later.
Well, it doesn't matter because if we're going to table it, we're going to put it off till next month.
Okay.
We're not taking action on it tonight, no matter what happens, right? Isn't that the way that we agreed upon?
Yeah.
Because you want those questions answered?
I would like to have those questions answered. I don't know if the chamber's paying for everything, only towards you.
I don't know how long you're paying for it.
Pay for.
I don't know. You're
right. Right. Yes. Do we need to vote on that to postpone?
No, just pull it, I would imagine.
Okay.
No action, right?
You want no action?
Take no action.
Yeah, no action taken on 364.
And the show on the record, we'll look at it again next month?
Definitely next month. Hopefully by that time we'll have all the questions answered that we're looking to have answered.
I mean, that's not, that makes sense to me.
That makes sense to me too, because I am confused on a few things there. And I could go either way. If I had a proper answers to the questions that I had, I would definitely know how I would vote them. All righty. Resolution number 373, approve the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Gentech LTD, Department of Public Works. This is for a contract, $84,855 for generator maintenance and repair services, 100% by the county. And this goes from 7/1/16 to 6/30/19.
Want a motion for discussion?
Motion for discussion.
Do you have any questions?
Okay.
No, I'm good with it.
I'm good with it.
I'll move it.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Green.
Yes.
All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 374, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County Department of Public Works. This is for it's money, $77,300 being collected in revenue for County Road 47, Fisher Bridge over the Sophus Creek. It's work that's being done by Soil and Water.
Work being done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is money that they're going to get from a grant or something there.
Cornell Cooperative, I think it's Cornell. I think it's Farming. I think.
Farming, yeah. They're tied in now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember, was it Lee Reading? I don't know if she still does it. She still involved?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing that for a long time.
So this is just money that the county will be receiving.
Okay.
There's the agreement copy there of what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Lauren. Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, resolution number 375, issuance, assuming determination and findings for the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West, Phase 4, PID number 8761.21 in the town of Lloyd, pursuant to eminent domain procedural law of the Department of Planning. We got Chris White here from the Department of Planning to talk to us about this. Chris?
Do you need a motion or should I do it?
I'm open for discussion.
I'll second it.
This is a follow-up to the hearing that you held on June 21st. The Hudson Valley Rail Trail Phase 4 is a 1.2-mile extension towards New Paltz. It builds on the town's Phase 3. We've spent probably the last 8 to 10 months designing the trail to minimize wetland impacts, to try to make the trail usable. When we came to you with the public hearing, that was required because of the federal funding. Unless we could declare that the four properties that we needed were de minimis, meaning they were either less than a tenth of an acre or less than 10% of the lot size there, DOT said, if you want to proceed to right-of-way, you need to do this. So we're probably going to be bringing a similar public hearing to you later in the year for the O&W extension trail, the Kingston Rail Trail. This findings is basically just saying, you know, we've looked at the route, we accept the project. It doesn't in any way obligate us to use eminent domain. We remain committed to trying to negotiate in good faith with the core owners. Right now we're using a property specialist called RK Height. They do these projects all over the state, and they don't think we have any issue with any of the owners. We've met with them, we've adjusted the project. The one guy wanted an entrance. You may recall his wife had come to the public hearing. They opened up a new entrance. We didn't say anything about it. We'll work the trail right around it. So whatever we do, we don't want to box them in so they can't develop their property.
Right. Understand
that,
right.
You know, if we start doing that with trails, we'll never build another trail.
Yeah.
And I've told them trails aren't about like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, we're trying to put this away from people. We're actually trying to make this property more valuable so that people who live along there would say, oh, wow, if I'm on this trail, I could actually bike to the walkway of the Hudson. So this will be, once this is passed, we'll notice the owners again. It gets published in the paper, and then we're still waiting for DOT approval to do the right-of-way acquisition. We'll come back to you when we do that with an actual number saying these four properties are valued at this. We've made these fair offers. Three of the four have accepted. Four of the four, you know, have accepted, I hope. And so you get another approval on that as well. And then we're trying to go to construction next year because the federal funds are through the TAP program, and we've got to spend them by the end of next year's. At least obligate them by the end of next year's federal fiscal year.
My one request, and I heard you answer my one question on this, which was about the woman who got up, Diane, but she got up to speak, but then she handed in her comments.
Right.
I would just like to see a copy of them. Okay.
Yeah, just so you know, Nana, the transcript, we took an actual transcript of the public hearing that included that letter and also the letter from the walkway over the Hudson. All of the exhibits that were presented, you know, the letters to the owners and stuff, they were built into that. The design report was in it, and the newspaper publication. All of that is on record now with the county clerk, and we've given Vicki a backup of that.
Okay. That's the main one thing I want to see is her or that family's concern in writing, because she handed something in, and I actually did briefly follow up, and I don't remember who I asked, but I never actually saw it. And
they were mainly concerned, you know, they have about 300 acres that's used, it's leased as a hunting club. It's a beautiful property. It stretches along the Black Creek. And really, they were worried because the entrance they have off 299 was owned by the guy next to them. So they just actually blocked out a new entrance, and, you know, we didn't say anything.
Okay.
And it's okay with us. We'll build the trail around it.
Okay.
So, and you know, really, the proof here will be at the end. If I come to you and and she's not a willing seller, I'm going to have a really good excuse why. And that's not my goal, to do that.
No, and, you know, I want to say the way this section of the trail has been handled has been exemplary. I have no concerns. I just made a mental note that I wanted to read her, because she seemed tense and concerned, and I just wanted to be sure that whatever that concern was, it was addressed, and it sounds like it has been. But
And will be. The protection that I'd like to do is in the actual easement, leave them a floating access point to be determined at some future point of up to 50 feet, which is what they need for a subdivision in the town of Lloyd.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Diana Longitano. Nettie, I'm glad to send that to Amanda as well.
Okay.
I
don't need all of the other stuff.
Yeah, I'll separate it out. I have it. Page 1,
you said it here. Would you see me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Chris did give us the whole
My biggest concern on that project right now is we're waiting for concurrence from the federal government on our endangered species findings. We actually had a biologist go in and document everything, and they're just taking so long. I'm losing time on that.
Yeah, they do take their sweet time.
And it's not even like they're saying there's an issue. They just keep asking for more information.
I might point out that the DEC has been supposed to review the UCRA draft solid waste management plan for more than 5 years. That's giving us time to do what I hope will be a constructive process through the Solid Waste Management Improvement Commission to make recommendations and all of that. Some of it is undoubtedly scarce resources and, you know, understaffing and all of that, but it's really, sometimes one has to wonder why some of these things do
take so long. Yeah. If I could just offer some good news too, you may know that the Transportation Improvement Program for the next 5 years passed. The state DOT has put money into that for the engineering of the fifth phase, which is the connection to neutral. So remember the goal was always, can we bring this trail all the way to New Falls? They're going to look at engineering, getting it across the thruway into the New Falls sidewalk system. So that money is now queued up for, I think, 2018.
Okay.
Well, I'll entertain a motion to move it. Motion made by Legislator Green. Seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I should talk to you a couple minutes. We book it on the open mind soon.
Yeah.
So if you could just hang on for a few minutes.
Resolution number 377.
Time for discussion.
Establishing capital project number 481. This is for the county-wide radio system emergency management. Mr. Peterson, you want to speak on this?
Sure. This is it's not the entire project. It's to fill in the gaps for the simulcast system for power dispatch frequency, and then also to move the time on one frequency to a simulcast solution.
This is just another phase heading towards the...
Right, but the, which is this, it's like, what's the question? 473? Is that it?
Yeah.
41. Does it list all the equipment and what services we're getting for this?
It's in the
public safety portion of that. I can send it to you if you like.
Okay.
I would like to know, actually.
Sure.
We spent a lot of money that we spent, but I just know what we're spending on.
Yeah. Any other discussion?
I'm assuming it's all going out to bid and it's all
going on state contract.
Well, I'll say.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion to move this.
Okay.
Legislator Warren moved it, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Okay.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Resolution number 379, establishing capital project number 482, Fire Training Center, Department of Public Works, to provide for design and engineering work and seeking lead agency status under the State Environmental Quality Review Act. Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Okay, the county is looking to build a county-wide fire training center. This is the first phase. It's for engineering. The project at $152,000, so I need a bond.
I'm open for discussion, but I had a quick question.
Okay. Yes.
Are all fire departments going to be able to utilize this?
Absolutely.
Including the city, right?
Including the city.
Okay, because I know we work totally, the city's totally separate, it seems like. Well, because we have our own DPW, we collect our own taxes, we do all our own stuff, and I just want to make sure.
Yeah, the city's going to be able to use it. In fact, we have a good working relationship with the city of Kansas Fire Department. Our team, we're moving towards a confined space, especially between, so the collaboration between the county and the city is really very good.
Okay.
And you said the site was going to be in Stone Ridge?
Centrally located.
Centrally located.
Within Stone Ridge being the central location.
But didn't you have a place that was used out off of 32?
That's the Ulster Fire Training Center, the town of Ulster.
Town of Ulster. There's a couple of townships that have their own. The county never had their own training station. Like the town of Woodstock has one up on...
Are you competing with the different towns? Or is the county going to be competing with the towns, or are they just going to...
No, those facilities are small.
Very small. It's only a block building with a set of stairs up and down. I trained there myself years ago. Very small.
Okay. The only one that is available to the county is in Walker Valley.
Okay.
Walker Valley Fire Department.
That's fine. I'm seeing it.
What are the paid firefighters in the city of Kingston used right now? Where do they go? The paid firefighters.
I'm not sure if they train at the Town of Ulster facility or not. They may go there on occasion, but typically they'll both come on for a fall for their training.
Where is that?
It's in the western part of the state. I can't think of the county off the top of my head.
What's it called? Montour?
Montour Falls, yeah. It's in the western part of the state.
Legislator Green, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a little bit of a concern that I want to raise early on. And it has to do with TFOA and TFOS, that these are... don't ask me to say, I know it's perfluoro, but I apologize if I don't know the chemical word for these two compounds that in Newburgh have gotten into the water supply, and some of the use of that kind of poisoned the water supply. Newburgh now is on the aqueduct water because
What poisoned it?
Those two chemicals, TFOA okay. and TFOS, and I promise I will learn them by our next meeting.
They suspect they came out of the Air National Guard at Stewart.
Yeah. So this is potentially Stone Ridge, and I just would like to be sure that there are really rigorous guidelines to protect the, and Hardestone, which I follow, is actually already on the aqueduct because of previous contamination that is being cleaned up to the tune of, I don't know, $20 or $30 million. But the, you know, this is, we're starting from the ground, and I just would like to mention this concern.
That's
so
a very good point. I'm glad you did mention.
As the facility is being planned and the use of the facility is being planned, that we're very careful that in the training that
the
surrounding community, and particularly the groundwater or any runoff, and they may not use it at all, and that, you know, they may not need to do their training, but I do want to raise that as a concern because it's a really harsh reality that the city of Newburgh is dealing with right now, and it's going to be, they will be able to do a cleanup. It is possible to remove that from the water supply, but if you know, that's just going to be a hugely expensive ordeal to do that. And fortunately, you know, they were somewhere where they could tap into the aqueduct. But enough said. I just because some of the sources are like Teflon and Scotchgard, you know, different fabric protectors, and there are many places where these chemicals were used. And in the past, I think this is happening less and less, but we sort of treated chemicals as innocent until proven guilty, and therefore we're now finding that they're widespread in places we wish they hadn't gotten to. So I just want to raise that concern early on and plan for it.
That's a very good point. Thank you for bringing that up. Any other discussion? If not, I'll ask for an entertaining motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Warren. Second by Legislator Green. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried.
Okay. We'll just go to old business, new business. We had talked about last month's meeting about maybe this committee getting a tour at the BRC for the potential of the family court moving there. It went back and forth, and I got an email from Bob Sudlow who suggested, and I do kind of agree with him, we might do this after they have the presentation to the entire legislature, and then maybe go from that point, because things right now are sketchy over there.
Are we going to invite the entire legislature?
I didn't discuss that one. I just thought
is it that,
I mean, I have no problem doing that if they can.
Just go bring it up to them so that they have questions. Because if they're going to have the questions, they're going to have them later on.
Yeah.
Might as well have them right there.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
If they don't show up, then they don't show up. But
I was hoping, and I was promised that they were going to have this informational meeting in front of us, discussion, question, answer, which I think is very important before they get going, and then we'll take it from there about maybe a tour there.
That's fine. What I do want to, what I really want to see us do is have an informational meeting with the judges.
Yes.
One of them to come down, maybe Judge Breslin, to explain the unified court system and why they're doing what they're doing, and their the reasons why we are in the process right now of looking at the project to begin with.
Maybe they can come and
they can be right here. Right.
And have it that night if it's okay with Bob and.
I don't know how long one's going to be at this, but I don't want to cut it short because all of a sudden one meeting seems to run a little bit longer than the other meeting. I want to make sure everybody, including the general public, is aware why we are at where we're at and why we are looking at the BRC as opposed to other places. I want the courts to be able to talk about the possibility of us, because it was explained to me, I believe, Oh, you know, I remember you there. But what was explained to me, we were risking certain state aid if we didn't follow through on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that to be known. I think that's important. That the general public is aware of what, I mean, the entire project, what we were risking. I want to talk about, you know, why this wasn't done prior to now, even, and how long this whole thing has been going on. Because this is not, you know, this started years ago with the court system asking us or letting us know that the family court was not adequate.
I think the new judge that the state
approved. Well, I think the new judges would
be adequate. But the new judge was the one that finally said, put his foot down and said, now here's the way this is going to work. You're risking the state aid. But there were, I want to be clear on this. It didn't just pop up out of the clear blue sky. This has been discussed now for years. And I want people to realize this isn't something that just happened overnight. From what I understand, we were discussing the conditions of the Lucas Avenue building 6 years ago, but nobody made the move. I want to know when I don't know this. I want to know when the state first notified us. And you might be able to find that out.
Yeah.
When did the state first notify the county that we needed to do something with family court?
We have letters on file.
But when you say do something with family court, you mean upgrade?
Upgrade. Well, yeah.
Now, I remember hearing that when I first came here, but I didn't hear the conversation get serious until we had the third family
because
court.
Because people put it on the back burner. Because right now I think people are believing that, well, it's just happened.
I just don't know what rehashing the past is going to benefit.
Well, it's not that I want to rehash the past, because that's not my intent,
yeah.
But others will. And I want to be prepared if it happens.
Mary Jo?
Yeah, I think the main thing is to be able to answer constituents' questions, so to try to anticipate some of the questions. And I actually think a fact sheet would be very helpful. I have concerns, and I went back and forth on this. I still have some concerns, but most of them have really been answered. And I want to say that I think the process by which the language that ultimately, I think Vicki is responsible for posting for the referendum, this is the one where we need to have a referendum. I think that process where initially I felt like it was, instead of just stating what the referendum was in a clear way that the voters could understand, I really felt it was sort of like an advertisement to try to encourage the voters to vote for it. And I think you need to just let the facts stand and let the debate go on, you know, as it will in the media or the League of Women Voters, or, you know, they sometimes provide the pros and cons. But I think a fact sheet would be helpful, and I want to be able to answer the tough questions. And that's why I want to take a tour. I'm very interested in the informational meeting.
How many questions have you got in your district about moving family court?
Not yet, but when people start to realize that
it's in my district.
But have you gotten any questions about moving it?
I've gotten some.
Okay, I have gotten none.
But I think once people realize there's a referendum, we will be getting questions, and that's who they ask. They're going to ask their legislator.
Okay, and risking sounding sarcastic, I really think the majority of people in Ulster County probably ain't even going to care, and I think it's going to show the members of, maybe the residents in the city of Kingston might care. Dave Donaldson cares, but I think the average taxpayer, average voter in Ulster County is probably not going to give two hoots that they're moving the family court from the city of Kingston to the town of Ulster. That's just my opinion.
And it is a building that we own, and that relieves us of acquisition costs.
Excuse me, Chris.
You know, the other thing to keep in mind is that the DRC wasn't taken until last year. When I came on in 2012, we were doing a space utilization process, we were looking at all of the buildings, you know, whether or not Board of Elections was in the proper building, what to do with the jail, what to do with health and mental health, what was going to be in the DRC, it could be in the DRC. So again, the college only cleared out of there last August, which began another process. It was like originally I think we were going to put mental health there, but mental health then fit tidily up on the hill, and they're happy with the space.
My point is this. If this was an issue before we even had a county executive. Okay, and there was no political will to do it. And now all of a sudden there's a big discussion on why we should, well, wait a minute, before we even had a county executive, the same issue was being discussed.
I do remember that.
And I'm tired of it. You know what I mean? Because people didn't have the political will to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what it really came down to. People didn't have the political will to do it.
Well, I know we were talking about the excessive cost and the triple net lease over at Family Court and how that was not sure. And
we've been getting shafted there ever since I've been here.
The other thing I mentioned about the ERC, the building,
right.
The inside is really flexible. There's quite a lot of space there. And really, my understanding of the courts really like it. And it gives us a chance, too. Nana would be interested in this. We just applied for green infrastructure money to redo all of the parking areas to make them further.
I just think the positives of going over there are just overwhelming.
It is.
You
know, if we didn't own the building, I wouldn't say that, but we do own
the
building.
Well,
that's it. The acquisition cost alone justify us going over there.
Right. But you just want to clear up some
things. But I want to clear
up. I understand what you're saying.
Right. I mean, I don't want anything left out there unsaid.
Right.
Okay. You know, and I guess that's my point.
Anything else on this issue? If not, does anybody else have any business they want to discuss at this time before I ask for an adjournment?
There is one outstanding thing, but it's not urgent. The responsibility now is on Climate Smart to write, to detail what it is they want about this building and the law enforcement center.
Right.
So the onus is on them right now.
Okay. If there's anything, nothing else, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Lauren, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor? This meeting is adjourned. I'd like to thank you two gentlemen for coming. You helped us answer a lot of questions tonight. It's always a pleasure.